Hey, comedian Adam Newman here, letting you know about Pussy Boys, a brand new podcast I co-host with my funny friends where real men talk about their love of cats. So tune into Pussy Boys on the Seltzer Kings Network and like, listen, subscribe, write us a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. That's Pussy Boys, all Z's. Trust me, you don't want to go where the S's take you. It's gross.
Welcome to another episode of The Adventures of Danny and Mike, wherein the fellas discuss dog walking, peahens in warm water, and answer some sibling questions, all with our special guest, Casey James Salengo. Now play the music, bubby.
Sorry about your dick. That's exactly what I did outside when I went to get Casey.
What does that mean?
There was a motorcycle guy who was at the red light, like revving his engine like an asshole. And so I yelled, sorry about your dick. Oh, but okay. I didn't do it loud enough that he could hear it. But I did it loud enough that I could feel good about it.
Yeah, just sorry about your dick. What's that? Like, no, it's nothing.
Casey, how did you feel about? Were you embarrassed?
No, well, I didn't hear it.
He had headphones in.
I said if I heard it, I'd be like, it's all right. I've come to terms with it.
I'm over it.
My brother has the same question. You want me to save him for the pod?
Yeah, we're podding right now.
Speaking, we're in it.
It happens.
Hell yeah!
Speaking of podding, welcome to the Adventures of Danny and Mike. To my right, Mr. Danny Tamborelli.
Hello there.
And to his right, Snuggle Man himself, Mr. Michael C. Marona.
Hi there.
Our guest for the entire hour, Mr. Casey Salengo.
James Salengo.
Just like he likes.
Do you use the James?
I use the James.
Okay, Casey James Salengo.
It's douchey. I started in middle school because I wanted to sound more elegant.
Was it a real elegant thing?
I thought it was elegant. I took one of those quizzes online. Remember, I'd be like, how cool are you?
You sound like a kidnapper, actually.
People say I sound like a murderer.
Yeah, murderer or kidnapper.
Yeah. But I'm not.
Ted Kaczynski's pal, Casey James Salengo.
It was like the Beltway sniper had an accomplice.
He got his ricin from family man, Casey James Salengo.
I'm just making ricin over here. No big deal. Just for the kids.
I was actually opposite. I didn't like my middle name. So no one knew it when I was a kid. I wouldn't tell anybody.
What is it? But breath?
It's Lynn. L-Y-N-N.
Oh, yeah, as a kid.
Because it was a feminine, you know, it was like a feminine name. So.
No, but nobody still knows my middle name.
C.
Carl.
No.
Crenshaw.
Nope. There you go. Crenshaw Mafia.
Nice try, but
Shout out to...
We could go on all day. Cecil.
Yeah.
Michael
Cecil Marona.
Negative. Mm. I am not a dentist, nor am I...
Cecil?
Nor am I the lion the dentist killed.
Mm, that's good.
Wow.
Cromulus.
Mm. Ooh. Cromulus with a C.
None of us have visited there.
I like the way you pod. This is the most relaxed pod. You're really putting me at ease.
He's not usually this.
I might have had an edible today.
Hey, daddy.
I really have been getting up early to work every day.
Mm. What kind of time are we talking? I'm sorry, I'm thinking over the pod.
Dude, that's what it's for.
This is a free for all.
You know, before noon.
Oh yeah, that's too much.
Early, man.
You can't do that.
Early.
I mean, dogs don't get up early, right?
Nah, they don't. Dogs sleep all day. Honestly, I could just not go. I walk dogs sometimes, and if I just don't show up, like I forgot to do a walk yesterday, and the guy was so mad, and then he was like, "Oh, she didn't even notice that nobody came." Dogs are fine. You can just let them loose.
They'll find them.
Do you stack up because you get paid by the piece? Do you like try to stack up a bunch? Like I see those dog walkers with like a whole necklace.
Oh man, they got like ten dogs.
I can't handle that, man. If I've got more than two dogs, I'm like losing my mind. They're like tying my feet up.
You're tired of being flirted with.
I'm tired of being flirted with, man. All these hot babes chatting me up. I can't do it.
It's awful.
I can barely handle more than one dog. I'm pretty inept. And that's why I'm a dog walker slash comedian, because I'm not good at things.
Can I ask what company you use?
I'm independent. I'm a free.
Oh, nice.
I'm a free bird.
I signed up for Rover.
Ah, yes, yes.
So I'm a Rover dog walker.
Is that like, is there an extra double letter in there somewhere that I don't know about? Or no. It's just called Rover?
Rover.
That's not very internet because you need to have like a missing vowel.
It's R-O-V-R, no. Yeah, Rover.
There's
yeah,
another one that's, what's the other?
Wag. Wag.
Anyway, I got denied from Wag. We don't get endorsement money through either of
that's
them.
That's true.
But, fuck them. So, they kind of screw you over with
so
money.
Check out Casey James Salengo's independent dog walking service.
Do you have to have insurance?
CJS.
I
Limited.
Don't have insurance. So
we'll cut that out.
No, it's all right. I've never had insurance. Everything under the table, whatever.
The homeowners have the insurance. It's
probably.
It's not your fault.
You want to pay me in weed, whatever? I'll take it. Yeah. Yes, let's do it.
Oh, that's you. Yeah, this you're like the
all
the dog walker version of this podcast. Very chill, very relaxed.
Wants to get paid in weed. All Jeremy needs. All Jeremy needs to do is get a dog now, and you'll be. He's got a dog walker ready to go.
That's right.
Maybe. He has a dog on. Like, what is,
retainer.
You're the
he
uncle.
Is a,
yeah.
He has a dog on retainer.
Really, in case of emergency.
He has yeah, a dog on retainer. Jeremy joined the Billionaire Dogs Club.
Hell
where
yeah,
you
Jeremy.
Pay $10,000 a year for a dog, and then...
And you only get it for 7 days
right,
out of the year.
And, but correct, if you...
For
but
10 grand.
And if you want
deal,
to, if you want to spend more days, they charge you like $3,500 a day for the dog.
Jeremy, I feel like you're getting screwed a little bit.
Well...
It's about the membership has its privileges.
That's right. That's right. I'm
he
just
gets free
to...
parking at the, what is it?
At the dog house.
Yeah, billionaire dog house.
Which
dog
is just like a regular house.
It's just a regular house. A
there's a bunch of dogs in it, though.
Yeah. Hell yeah, man.
There's a lot of piss and shit everywhere.
That's what they do, man. I've left a dog. I've been dog sitting. That's where it gets. One time I was dog sitting this dog. It was like a puppy. And I put him in his cage. I went to do a show. I was gone for like an hour and a half. I took him out before. Shit, pissed, did the whole thing. I come back.
I do one open mic.
I do one. It was a show, Mike.
It was a show.
Come
There's
on.
A difference between open Jeez. Mic and show.
Just waiting for my chance.
Unbelievable.
I'm waiting for my chance.
Just doing something. I come back. He's covered in diarrhea.
Oh, no.
But so happy to see me. So he's flinging it over the walls.
His own or yours?
I don't know. I don't know where he got the diarrhea. He might have retrieved mine out of the toilet. But and then I had to like, so... I had to take all my clothes off because I didn't want to get covered in shit and like carry this dog into the shower. And there's like big open windows. So anyone looking just saw me
then,
naked
like,
with a shit covered
dog. Just the UPS
dog.
Guy.
And I'm like, hey, how you doing, Jim?
Dog.
That's weird to have that like stuffed animal in the middle of the bathroom and it's just a camera.
Yeah.
I just saw you just fully nude, just being like, and they probably give you a tip. They were like, you know what? This guy went all out.
Fully
saw
committed.
Diarrhea all over the place.
And
he took the dog into the bathtub.
Didn't shirk.
Yep, I know.
And got a face full.
It's my job.
Was that your house or somebody else's house?
It's somebody else's house.
That's what I mean. It's like.
So you let them clean it up.
That's bold.
Right?
No, I had to clean. I had to scrub the walls. I don't know. These people could get mad, you know. People don't like coming home to diarrhea all over the walls.
Really?
Maybe you haven't hung out with different people.
I think I'm hanging with two bougie people.
Yeah, they got to raise your expectations.
Everybody needs a little diarrhea on the walls now and then.
Just to keep you humble.
That's
it, yeah.
Humble.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's
why I didn't get a big head while I was a child actor. My mom used to. Spray a little bit of diarrhea on my bedroom wall.
That's a good mom.
She was just like, look, it could happen to anybody, okay? And like, be nice, okay?
All right.
This isn't going to last forever, but that diarrhea, it's going to last.
That's forever. You're getting slimed. You're getting diarrhea on the other end.
What was really considerate of her was when they would go out of town, Dan would feel kind of like in an unfamiliar place, but Sally would bring along a little something from home to make him feel like he was back at home.
She used to house. She used to have those Tupperware parties, so she got those extra just, Tupperware.
Just different neighbor's diarrhea.
So glad that I've digested.
It's great. It's like a swingers party. Instead of keys, you leave diarrhea in a bowl. And then you take home someone else's diarrhea.
Tupperware party.
Where are the dogs in this situation?
The dogs are gone.
No, dogs are way gone.
No, they're all in a whole other room. Sniffing each other's asses.
Mike posted a video on Twitter today of what he thought was dog poop. And I had to really let him know that I'm pretty sure that was human shit. But he was like, you know, it was sprayed in a way on the sidewalk that, you know.
Yeah.
You couldn't tell. But he also made a video of it and posted it on Twitter. So who looked at a video that Mike posted of shit on the sidewalk.
Yeah, what's
and
going
on? And he's worrying about diarrhea right now.
But nobody's worried. It exists.
what's your game plan there? Shit on Twitter.
I'm not worried.
I'm
worried about the dogs.
There's shit on all over Twitter, so.
I'm worried about the dogs of Brooklyn. They're their diets relative to the people of Brooklyn are getting way too high end.
Yeah.
There's like there's the quinoa crossover is about to be upon us where dogs wait, consume more quinoa per capita than the people of New York.
Because it's on the street?
Yeah.
No, because it's they get very good dog foods.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's true. This is a big problem
is
in my
it?
Business.
Is yeah. it? Yeah. Mm-hmm. You can't just go to the bodega and get some like, you know. Alfalfa.
You can't just feed them scraps or
Alpo.
Alfalfa.
Yeah, you know alfalfa. That's what the dogs
rascal.
Are looking for.
He's fallen on hard times and now agreed to chop himself up. And
that's great. He just cut his finger off. Wow. It's good money. Yeah, it's good. A living. You know,
it'll grow back. I don't think you know how bodies work.
Those kids don't either. You guys know child actors. They don't teach anything.
No.
Did you leave town with a dog and say, you know, I miss this feeling. I'm gonna do it here.
No, I was working an office job, and then my stoner buddy, who this is my boss, he microdoses acid every day, more than the stoner.
Does
guy.
He really?
And he's like, hey, just come walk dogs. And I'm like, I can't be in an office doing comedy at night, getting up early in the morning.
It sucks.
I'm like, this fucking sucks. I'm losing my mind. So the dog walking was like 11:30 to like 5:30.
Doable.
Perfect.
Totally doable.
But I even got fired from that recently, so now I'm just walking a few dogs on my own. I couldn't even handle that anymore. I'm late all the time. I'm very inept. I told you this. So
I mean,
now
you sound
I'm,
like a real comedian to me.
Yeah, I can't handle. I can handle literally.
We should
nothing.
Do a tour together,
baby. Let's do it. Let's get in the van.
How do you?
Do you have a van?
Speaking of a van,
any van will work.
Speaking of a van, how did you and Dan meet? I wonder.
Why did you say speaking of a van? Was that because I'm fat? Is that a fat joke?
No,
how is that a fat joke?
We fucked in a van.
I don't know. Like he's a big van. Like oh, he's a big guy. He's a van. I don't know.
Speaking of a van, Dan, you fat.
Yeah.
Speaking of vans.
Speaking of vans. You're fat, Danny.
Unless he was
piece
like,
of crap,
speaking of living in a van down by the
lift?
River.
I actually first met you when I was in college. I don't know if you recall this. You were playing. I went to Oneonta, and your band
oh
Jounce was
God,
playing
at
the
Black Oak.
And you got a ticket wow. in front of the place.
I met you outside and took a picture. I was very excited to meet you. And then I met you back here. I think we did a couple shows together.
I remember doing a Friends of Single People where we did like a good bit and I didn't commit, not like, you know, I just didn't commit to the wrestling bit because I didn't know that you were into wrestling.
I'm so fucking
and
wrestling.
I was like, I was to so the guy that I was trying to represent was a wrestler and I was like running around pretending to be a wrestler and you said something and I was going to hit the chair over you. And afterwards you were like, you should have done it, dude. I love wrestling.
You should've heard
and
me,
I was
man.
Just like, I was like, man, I mean... We sort of just met. I didn't really want to.
So
I didn't want to go down that road. But
so
now I know.
Met,
just I fully
humor.
Commit now. I knock people with chairs all the time
you
now.
It.
You could hit me anytime you want, Danny. I'll sell it, and I'm committed to the business. I wanted to be a wrestler, but my bones hurt, and I've got no athleticism.
Well,
so I did the promo part, you know, comedy.
Oh, yeah. Do you commentate on wrestling?
I actually did. I've done
backyard wrestling.
There's a my friends run like a charity show once a year, New Jersey, and I go out there and we do live commentary on
Southern New Jersey.
I don't know the different parts of New Jersey.
Just wondering where you were from.
I'm from New
oh,
Jersey.
Oh, where I'm from?
So
yeah.
I'm from Vermont.
You know. Oh.
You don't sound like you're from Vermont. That's cool.
What do people sound like from Vermont?
I don't know. Selengoland.
They,
you sound like you're from Selengoland.
Vermont is like, everyone's like, hey, how you doing there, bud? Where's your dad?
Yeah, bud.
Hey, bud.
That?
Oh, that's the bub?
That? You hear the bub?
Oh, wow.
It's like kind of a
yeah,
South
bud.
Dakotan Canadian. Hey, bud, is your dad home? Come light some fireworks there, bud. It's real like trashy.
Yeah. I get that in Massachusetts because I went to school in Western Massachusetts Our buddy here is from Massachusetts, and I always say bub to him, and he's like, that doesn't mean it.
Yeah, it's not a Boston.
Like, it's totally like a Vermont Maynard thing.
No, I'm looking at them like they're Wolverine. I'm just always talking. I call everyone bub because I'm Wolverine.
It's a Wolverine thing.
Oh, yeah, that is a Wolverine.
I didn't even think about that.
Where is Wolverine from?
Vermont.
Canada.
He's from Canada.
Yeah.
He's from a lab as well, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
just
you know,
his bones.
You know what's
happening? Just
bones. Just the bones.
Do you know what's happening right now? Hulk Vereen.
What's that?
Weapon H. There's like a Hulk Wolverine going
oh,
on.
Oh,
right
damn.
Now.
I thought that was like Hulk and Ben Vereen combined.
That's
he's still alive.
I thought they reanimated
dead.
Ben Vereen.
That would be amazing.
That would be.
They should do a hologram version of that.
That would be great.
That's Coachella
they're very
next
popular right now.
Coachella next year.
By Hulk and Ben Vereen.
Hulk Vereen.
No, that's fucking cool as hell. Does Hulk need to be stronger?
Dude,
what the
no.
hell?
He's even.
No, it's not even about being stronger. He's
even more dangerous.
He just has claws.
Oh shit! Yeah, fuck.
Right? Isn't that?
Don't forget a healing factor.
The healing factor is important.
The healing factor is very important.
Wouldn't that be great? Aren't there all so many times when you could have been very well served by a mutant healing factor? Just real quick, like.
Yeah, more like emotional. Really, that's where I don't put myself in dangerous situations.
I don't know if it works on hearts like that.
I don't think it works on his heart. He's a very sad man.
Well, if it could work on your heart, how would it work for you?
Just like heartbreak, breakups.
If I could turn back time,
if I could find a way, I'd take back all those words that had hurt you, and you'd say, "Yeah, that was
not bad, guys.
That was about Wolverine."
Speaking
turn
of
around
over.
And show me the chapless. The assless chaps.
The chapless.
The chapless.
The chaps.
No chaps. Just ass.
That's just
the
ass.
Turn over the ass and see all the chapel.
I don't know why I'm not speaking right. I did not eat an edible today.
Yeah,
so.
I didn't either. I've gotten off weed recently. I'm too panicky. Is there a certain strain?
I just thought maybe your
sativa,
dog walking career picked back up.
No,
that's why you're getting off the weed.
Yeah, sativa. I used to like the sativa is the, I thought that was the upper. That's the pump it up.
Yeah, I think that's what gets me anxious or gives me anxiety.
Really?
If I'm like,
which one makes you clean the house?
Yeah.
Like, which one makes you clean the apartment?
Adderall.
Indica makes you
Yeah, you know
sleep.
That strain, Adderall?
That's the one out. Everything we struck a chord.
Yeah. Mike's flashing back to SUNY Purchase right now with these like blue pills and orange pills.
Did you go to Purchase?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. I wanted to go there, but I didn't. It was not good enough.
Wow.
So,
would you go to Bennington?
I went to Oneonta, SUNY Oneonta.
If you were here earlier in the podcast,
if I were present,
you popped out
for a minute. I was here. I wasn't present.
You popped out.
There's some of them up there that have some great names, and then there's Binghamton.
Binghamton.
And then there's Binghamton. Yep. It's like all these ones with really great names, and then there's Binghamton.
I call it Big Ham Town. Everyone gets a big laugh out of that.
You've been to Rochester?
Town. Yeah. I love Rochester.
Garbage plates.
Oh my God. I was going to bring up garbage plates are the best
fucking
thing.
Thank you, fellas.
A lot of the garbage plate talk on this podcast. Yeah.
Why don't they have them more places? It's the fucking best. You can drink for 6 days straight. You have one garbage plate.
There's like,
new man.
Isn't there a garbage plate in the city now?
Probably, but it's probably like
bougie.
$40 and bougie, and there's creme brulee. And
it should come
with
bowling.
We use only the finest pork belly.
Yeah, no, fuck. I want a hot dog and some hamburgers and potato salad. I like a bunch of shit mixed together, and that's it.
I want it to look like what it's going to look like later.
Absolutely.
It's called the garbage.
Well, it all goes into the same place.
It's called the garbage plate.
Here, yeah.
It's a French place.
Yeah, it's a little fancier.
Le garbage. Flat garbage.
Can I get a garbage plate? No.
No, we
don't have the
garbage. We have the garbage. Import from La Platte garbage.
We've been pumping geese full of stuff to make their livers huge. So we
why don't you do that, man? That sounds
pate.
Like a good stoner job.
Gravage.
But he's not a stoner.
What is that?
Taking a break.
Oh, that's when you hold geese open and force feed them so that they get fatty livers.
It is a good stoner to get high as fuck. Just force feed geese. I'll do it.
He's like, sorry, dude. And the goose is just
we'll give you $20 a geese.
I'm like, what? Yeah, sure. It's pretty fucking good, dude. Yeah, I'll get a goose high. Hell yeah, man.
I don't know.
Yeah, you wouldn't have to force feed a goose if you just blew weed in
its face.
That's true.
That would probably
be like, come on, bring it on, man.
That would probably be much more.
I got 12 other friends who love this party.
I remember when I got the garbage plate, I was in this restaurant and I said, I'll take a hamburger on it. And this girl behind me at a table, she goes, did you say hamburger or Amber? And I said, hamburger. And she goes, oh. Because my name's Amber. I was like, all right, whatever. And then a few minutes later, I said hamburger again to my friend.
Can I get an Amstel?
I said hamburger again to my friend. She turns around. She goes, you're just being a dick now. I'm like, I can't say hamburger in the place.
What other words are off limits in your world, Amber?
It sounds like it would have been flirting, but she was very mad and not, it like wasn't in a nice way. So
actually,
just
was it late at night? Was she drunk?
I mean, sure, but still, people are allowed to say hamburger.
Sure.
It's a free country.
What kind of world is it if I can't say fucking hamburger?
Yeah. Did you just say Amber?
Shut
that's
up!
My name.
Yeah, it was fucked up.
Nobody said Amber.
We'll make sure I'm never going to speak nice to another Amber ever, just in hopes that it's that one Amber.
What? There are nice Ambers out there.
I'm sorry, anyone who I meet named Amber for the rest of my life now.
Amber Tamblyn, you ever meet her?
I haven't.
Amber Jeanette?
Nope.
Amber Rose?
Tiffany Amber Thiessen?
Did you ever meet her?
Yes.
You did?
Yeah.
How is she?
She's very nice.
She's very nice. What would you say if she wasn't?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, really? All
she's right, a bitch.
He says
she's
while shaking his head no.
She's a bitch.
Yeah, for the listener, I'm not shaking my head. No. For the people who are viewing on our Patreon account.
Hello. Do you have a Patreon?
Yes, we do. It's patreon.com/ Danny and Mike.
With the and spelled out, A-N-D.
Which is the dumbest thing. It's the dumbest catchphrase, and I hate it so much every time they both say it.
You know what I hate is the Danny and Mike part. We should call it Mike and Danny.
One of those deals.
What do you think? Wow.
I think Mike and Danny. You're the elder. I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, the whole idea of that was, you know, Pete and Pete was him as the first Pete.
Yeah.
So it's like, this is changeover time. No, you can't change it. Okay, Don't touch it. Don't touch it.
That was a good effort.
Put it back.
Good effort. It would take forever.
Why do you not have
We'd have to change our whole SEO now. We've been a podcast for 4.5 years to change it from Danny and Mike to Mike and Danny.
We're gonna change all the
After 1 year, I said, we can change it up. It'd be fun. And they were like, no, we should keep it.
You know how he did it? He went like this. He went, Mike. He waited till I was sleeping. Uh-huh. And then he was like, Mike, are you okay with the podcast? If you're not okay with it, say something right now. Okay, Mike, I'm going to give you a full 30 seconds. Mike.
Also, I'm going to borrow a bunch of stuff from your branch.
Yeah.
And
your wallet's on the table. Then he dips, the credit card back
Then
later.
He dips my hand in warm water.
And then cold water, which makes you pee.
Danny.
You got to do both.
No. That gets the stains out. No, that gets the stains out.
Warm water and cold
water. Yeah, yeah. Warm water and cold water.
Is that just warm water?
First fact check of the episode.
I think you have to do warm, cold water and then warm water.
That's not true. I think it's just warm.
I think it's just warm.
Okay, well, you know, I've been doing extra. I've been doing extra stuff. You know what? When I did it, they peed so much.
Oh yeah.
Who's
so
they?
Much.
Who is they?
The Illuminati.
We did. I only did that in sixth grade. They took us to this place in the Catskills called Frost Valley.
I've been there.
You've been to Frost Valley?
One in fourth grade. We went on a fucking place rule.
Right. Did somebody dip your hands in water?
No. I can piss all by myself. No. I don't need pranks.
Yeah.
I got problems.
Well, so like our elementary schools all combined into a middle school, so it was like a grouping, like, hey, let's get to know everybody, and there was...
Of kids going through puberty.
Uh-huh. This kid, Josh Wood.
This motherfucker.
Boy, and all the last name Wood.
Had
and
had
like,
it going.
Sixth grade, morning Wood, and every time he woke up, he was in my bunk. We're like, morning Wood! And we were all laughing real hard.
Wait,
he
you had
was
morning
not
Wood in your bunk?
It. No, we would just make that joke saying that... Saying morning wood to
got
him,
him.
Like
got
good
it.
Morning wood.
Yes.
It was very funny to us. Yeah. And
now he kills himself.
And he's doing just fine. But I definitely put cold water and warm water on his fingers while he's
and it worked.
And it worked.
Really?
Well yeah, sorry, Josh.
I would have apologized.
You peed yourself and it was our fault.
I would have apologized, but I was having too much fun laughing.
Yeah.
There goes a listener.
I don't talk to him.
He's like, well, no longer.
23 years.
Unsubscribe. Patreon, give me my money back.
Damn, he just joined at the $5 level, too.
Yeah, that's the video level for those keeping score.
Only really? $5.
That's great.
That's a pretty good deal, right?
Yeah.
And look at this. Yeah, look at your t-shirt.
Two L's.
Oh, that is sweet.
Yeah.
It's like better than two wolves.
For $3, you get one out of five. You get them both. Coming at you,
you get $3, you just get one.
That's pretty cool.
I couldn't afford a whole owl. I just had $2.
You see the head.
Yeah.
That's too funny.
That's pretty fun.
Yeah.
So for the listeners, if you're not watching this,
don't donate any money.
Yeah. No more money, guys.
Dan, there was no mention of cold water. It was just warm, and they don't even know if it works. But I guess, maybe it works.
Maybe it works. Yeah. Because... Or maybe he really just pissed himself, and that's a problem that he's always had.
Regardless, I'd like to think you're wrong.
Okay, that's fine. So, and I might remember it wrong.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure I remembered that it happened.
I agree with you.
That same trip, a bat flew into my hair while we were on a boat.
Your hair?
Yeah,
flew. Like, how much hair did you have?
No, I just had long hair. But it was like...
How far?
it got stuck in my hair, like for real.
It just flew on your head.
No, it got stuck in my hair.
In your beehive? Were you in the B-52?
No, it wasn't a beehive, but it, no, but I had long hair. I had the long, you know, part down the middle hair. Like
it was the 90s. It was the 90s.
The Kurt Cobain
hair.
We had the
middle.
It got stuck.
Skater cut.
It got stuck in my hair.
The butt cut.
It did. And my principal had to pull it out. And then he made fun of me for the rest of it.
Really? He made fun of you for getting attacked by a bat?
They called you Bat Boy? What did they do?
No. He just, you know, anytime I was anywhere that he would see me, he'd be like, oh, you got something in your hair.
What an asshole.
Yeah. His name was Dr. Shuck. So Dr. I used to.
He'd already overcome a lot of it.
Well, I used to call him Dr. Schmuck, not to his face.
Come on, get him, Daddy.
How about now? You think he's retired?
And he looked like Ric Flair. No, he passed away.
Oh, my God. Ric Flair is my goddamn favorite.
He looked exactly like Ric Flair.
He had the feathered hair and everything?
He had that white hair, like, coiffed up like that.
That's the best look.
Sequence robe.
Ric Flair. Did he have a robe?
Didn't have a robe. No, he wore a suit because he was a
schmuck.
A principal and a schmuck.
Yeah. Well, Ric Flair wore a lot of suits, and he's a good-looking man.
I always remember that robe.
Is he one of your heroes?
Yeah.
Straight up.
Sequence robe.
I've got several Ric Flair shirts. I didn't wear one today. I drunkenly made my buddy watch his 30 for 30 the other day, and he's interested in wrestling at all.
But was it cool?
It's so good.
Those 30 for 30s, you don't have to be interested in.
I mean, he's an interesting man.
All you need is to enjoy zooms onto photographs.
Oh, man.
And interviews.
The best zooms. The tightest zooms.
The tightest.
It's fucking cool as hell. I did this prank. It wasn't even a prank. When I was younger, my buddy, this is fucked up. We were in the pool. I went through puberty very late, talking about puberty. So I was in the pool with my buddy. We were like 12. His shorts came down, and he had like a big frock of like red pubes.
And that was me.
That was you. That was both of you guys. And I didn't even know, like, I didn't even know pubic hair was a thing.
I was like, hi, you're bleeding. You freak.
You're bleeding. Your dick's bleeding. But I was like, what the fuck was that? I literally had, like, thought, was like, I was like, is he pranking me? Is that like a toupee?
Or what is that, merkin?
I had no idea what it was. So later on in the night, he fell asleep and I was doing all these pranks. I was like putting carrots in his ears and I put like ranch dressing on his head. And then he was so asleep and I was like,
let me check out
what's
going
on with the So I took a peek at the pubes. And they're still there. And I don't know if he was pretending, but then the next day I went to see him because I went home. I lived on the street.
I wasn't allowed to see him anymore.
Well, no, I came back and he was so mad. He goes, you're not allowed to come over here anymore. And I was like, why? He's like, you got ranch dressing over the pillows. And I was like,
sorry, man. My mom will get
you. I get diarrhea everywhere.
Cases.
Yeah, I wasn't looking at your dick while you're asleep.
Definitely wasn't checking out the hog.
I'm glad he doesn't wake for that. That's a funny prank is to look at your friend's dick.
Man, I hope
know about it.
It's just a funny goof.
He's not listening to the podcast right now and shaking his fist at the air.
He's probably so fucking mad. He lives in Japan now and he's like off the grid. So
he
does a good job of
I went to Japan and went to the public baths and everybody looked at my pubes because they were red.
Really?
And I was sure that I could stay, not make this into a business, but stay in Japan.
Everybody line up.
Once Y2K went down, I would be like the novel American.
He gets
into this sweet Japanese, like high-end businessman crew.
Yeah.
And that's all, his only job is to like, he'd be like, okay, now. And he just drops his pants and shows his red pubes, and everybody laughs.
That's great.
And then he pulls them back up, and then, you know, they continue on there with their
shit.
He's a 21st century jester.
He's like a King Kong.
Trained monkey.
It's great. You're like King Kong. They have you chained up, and then you break free. The man with the biggest pubes in the world. Proud of you, man.
I've been called worse. I've been called a lot worse. Yeah. That's cool.
And the guy with the biggest pubes?
Yeah.
The biggest, not even longest.
Yeah,
that's actually a Weird Al song.
Really? Oh, that's great.
No, that's the biggest ball of twine in Minnesota. I went to see him a few last month and 2 months ago, and it was good.
Yeah, he seems like a very sweet man.
It was worth it.
He looks exactly the same, too, by the way. Like, he just doesn't
like
age.
Like heaven. He looks like heaven. Yeah. Yeah.
It's clean living, boy.
That is clean.
Well, that's what happens when you don't violate copyrights.
That's accordion living.
Sure. Yeah. You don't have
use usage with permission.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Have you ever experienced turbulence on a flight and wondered why?
And you can see all the terrain around you. You've got no issue with visibility or anything?
No, everything's peachy.
Maybe you've sat on the tarmac for hours wondering why your plane isn't moving.
Well, we're outside here. They're saying the ramp is closed. They won't let us park because of Air Force One.
Listen in on the conversations between pilots and air traffic controllers on the Air Traffic Out of Control podcast.
512 Whiskey declaring an emergency. There's smoke in the cabin. I need to make a landing right now on 31 left.
We have the most interesting, wild, and funny ATC recordings you will ever hear. Check out Air Traffic Out of Control wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
I always wonder those people that have like, just a guy like that doesn't seem to have any like vices. You know what I mean? Like, it just seems like he lives like a pretty straightforward life.
Like Mr. Rogers.
Like Mr. Rogers. Like, what are the skeletons? There's something in there. Yeah, man.
We haven't heard anything ever about Fred Rogers' closet.
It would be devastating.
He would go home and give the middle finger to photographs of Mother Teresa.
That's fine. That's great.
That was his sick thing.
That's disgusting.
Yeah. What's worse is that he would eat pistachios while he did it. It was so fucking up, man. Weird.
Did you know that Mr. Rogers controlled the train?
Like, well, yeah, it showed him do it. It showed him turn it on.
No.
Yeah.
What do you mean
show him turning it on? Like, he had a switch underneath. He had a switch underneath that he could control the train to come out back and forth.
Really?
I never realized. And then I saw a video that they like, you know, focused
behind
on
the
like
scenes,
a little hand movement, and it blew my mind.
That's cool as hell, man.
It really was like...
It's
was
more like those...
I thought it was just magic, and I wanted it to be that way.
It's like those Vegas videos where it's like, watch the magician.
Yeah, it's like some Chris Angel shit. Watch a man turn a train on.
Just got mind freaked by...
You got mind freaked.
Mind freaked by Fred Rogers.
That's great.
Yeah,
he's a great man.
Yeah, we're going to find out some terrible things about lots of people that we like. Speaking of Bill Cosby...
Yes.
Ooh.
He deserves to go to jail.
I
did a Jell-O pudding pop commercial with him when I was a kid.
Really?
But and you touched
didn't,
him.
But didn't...
like physically touched.
Didn't get touched, but didn't get touched, and also didn't end up in the commercial, I think, because I ate too much Jell-O pudding.
Because you didn't get touched.
Pops and got sick.
You got sick?
Yeah.
Buddy. It happens when you're a kid.
It was kind of like I was being dog sit because they came in the room.
And you shit on yourself.
Diarrhea everywhere.
It's probably because your pubes are too big. They're like, this kid, we can't get him off camera.
It turns out I saved myself, I guess.
That's true. From
a worse fate by shitting on myself.
Oh, damn. Well, God. It's crazy. How was he when you met him?
Rude.
Rude, really?
Yeah.
Damn.
No patience for a diarrhea boy. I don't know what to tell you.
That's very sad.
No patience for a diarrhea boy.
That was actually
Bill
our
Cosby.
Fourth. That was our fourth live album. Dan and I have done. Dan and I have recorded four live albums in.
That's actually
New York,
the last. That's
New
the last York. Bill Cosby record no that patience. Will ever be made. Was no patience for a diarrhea boy.
Yes. New York, Milwaukee, Chicago, and Seattle for some reason.
Yes, yeah,
no patience for diarrhea boy.
Seattle's a big diarrhea market.
All the Amazon people shitting their pants. Am I going to get fired next? Am I going to get fired?
Oh my God! I'm sorry. It was rude to you, buddy.
What?
No, well, I love diarrhea. He ate too much Jell-O.
I would. Yeah,
it happens when you're a child actor and you get a commercial.
When you
for
get something
food,
for free, yeah,
you just it's just instinctual,
oh,
right?
Yeah.
It's like I did like
we've
a
done some spit bucket talk
cinnamon toast really? Crunch commercial.
Really? Doesn't that sound like fucking heaven, man?
Yeah,
yeah. It's like I'm just. What do you want me to do? Oh, I need you to take a bunch of bites of this cereal and smile and say you like it. Yeah.
Oh,
this shit tastes good.
Now
I
just
like it.
I just learned something.
Now I don't feel good. It's 4 hours later.
You still
my
eating
stomach
it?
Hurts. I'm still eating.
But he's like
shit.
Under hot lights too.
Yeah, just
that
hot
milk.
Cinnamon.
The milk getting hot.
Yeah, the that's milk regular. Milk.
What I just that's found out harsh. About Dan was that he doesn't drink milk. So what did you have with your cereal?
No, I had milk there. I was drinking milk at that point.
Now,
I said I haven't.
Now it comes
we
out.
See where the trauma went.
Oh my
Jeremy.
God. Hey, what's up?
<It's not living laughs>
Jeremy, I figured out why Danny doesn't like milk.
Hit me.
He got too much of it for free one time.
Milk commercial?
No, more than once, man. I did the cereal circuit.
Yeah,
I was a Mikey Likes It kid.
Really?
I was a live cereal kid. Yeah.
Fuck. Damn.
He wasn't Mikey.
He was
I wasn't
also,
Mikey, but I was a live cereal
the,
kid.
He was
and a Cinnamon Toast Crunch kid.
He was an associate of Honeycomb.
I wouldn't
oh, really?
I wouldn't do Cap'n Crunch because they hurt the roof of my mouth.
Yes, it is. It's
that's
like glass.
Actually a good point.
It's sharp.
Well, you just you need to do more milk saturation.
You need to be a seasoned cereal veteran to go in there to do a Cap'n Crunch commercial, because you'll go out of there with a bloody, you know,
hard palate.
Cap'n Crunch is like, what the hell is this kid having a fit? Like, he's got to go.
There was an entire ward of hard palate wounds.
It's fucked
from
up,
the, from the Captain Crunch ads.
You gotta let it sit overnight in the milk.
The only way it's overnight viable crunch, is if you do like you do a Captain Crunch. You do the Captain Crunch second commercial, and the first one is a Count Chocula or like a Lucky Charms. So it like really just like, you know, gets you ready for it.
It really turned the milk an unattractive shade of yellow.
Yeah, sure.
It really did.
Lucky Charms?
Just a pale.
No, Captain Crunch.
Oh, yeah.
Until they did the berries, Crunch Berries, and that changed the game.
I was not a berry person.
You don't like the berries?
How did that go?
I would do all Crunch Berries.
What about the peanut butter?
All Crunch Berries? Oops. Much. Peanut butter is great, but that's like rocks. Yeah. That's like straight. That's like eating rocks.
You're abusing your own mouth.
It's not, and I've got very soft teeth. I've got little, like, tiny
little soft Vermont teeth.
I've not bad
sharp
genes.
Cheddar, but soft, soft teeth.
That's great. That's on our state sign.
Crossing the border from New York.
It's I'm missing three teeth already. They just broke when I was eating regular stuff. Not even
nuts.
Stuff? Not even peanut butter crunch. Just like a sandwich.
A soft pizza.
A soft, just
Brooklyn,
the softest,
a Brooklyn pizza.
A boiled pizza.
I cracked a tooth once.
Gnocchi.
Steamed broccoli.
Holy shit.
How the hell does that happen?
You never know.
That's good for your aggression, too. It really lowers your aggression if you eat steamed vegetables.
Really?
Yeah.
It keeps all the nutrients in that your body's screaming for when you cook the shit out of stuff and you don't get the nutrients in
it. That's true.
How about that, guys?
That's true.
Danny has, in the last couple of years, been a very healthy guy.
Is that true?
Yeah.
So
I stopped eating a lot of garbage.
Now, I remember
he waits till he hangs out with me,
and then he gets into
the
garbage.
You
told a story about throwing up over the plane.
Oh yeah, that was on Jim's show.
I'm not proud of that. I'm not proud of that story.
I'm very proud
of
that
proud
story.
Of it.
It got a lot of laughs.
It's hilarious.
It's a good story.
Oh, for sure, especially when you play dumb to the stewardess. I think it's the worst part.
That's great. What are you gonna do?
Worst part. Yeah, I don't know.
What would you do?
Okay.
What would you do in that situation?
It's going to get cleaned up either way. So
it's going to get cleaned up. They've already quarantined the back, so nobody can use that part of the bathroom.
I'll give you a for instance. I work with an older gentleman who's been known to take a drink every now and then.
Okay. And All right. Is this Cosby again?
I saw him. I saw him working on set again recently. He was on some job for the day. I came by. I said hello to everybody. And I remember one of the early anecdotes with him was him coming out of the bathroom in a hurry saying, "Somebody shit all over the honey wagon. Do I smell?"
Oh no. Wait, a honey wagon isn't that what they use to suction the shit out of
But sometimes it's just what they make us go to the bathroom in when
it's
you're
like
working
a trailer
when you're
with
working
bathrooms.
On production.
Oh, okay, cool, yeah. Cool.
It's well, like that's a latrine on wheels.
Well, that's horrific. I'm sorry.
There's a blue sign that says Desi, and there's a pink sign that says Lucy.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And whatever you identify with, you pop in there.
That's
the shit, diarrhea everywhere, and then pop out.
That's the shit wagon. I didn't know. Yeah.
You have to diarrhea in it.
But saying honey wagon is disgusting.
It is gross.
I believe it's a military term.
Why is it a gross thing?
It's like sweet. You're putting a sweet term on.
I love honey.
Honey's great. And then you have to think about fucking a man's shit.
How about hot honey?
Well, that makes it worse. Why?
Hot honey wagon? That's what happens in July and August in New York City.
You can honestly fall asleep in the honey wagon in July because it's like it's murder outside. And you step inside, and it kind of smells like poop, but it's also 20 degrees cooler.
Yeah.
Ah, very
and there's,
nice.
And there's usually radio on.
So you listen to a nice radio,
just
you
just like
Garrison Keillor, and you smell the shit.
No,
and you
no,
pass
no.
Out.
You just nod forward and wake up in a urinal.
I just used to remember being in honey wagons is like that's your little room.
Yeah.
No, that's campers.
Right.
What he's talking about is the small rooms that are sometimes adjacent to the bathrooms that people who don't have the largest parts.
Gotcha, with their own.
With their own
trailers.
It's
a day player. It's a day player situation.
Maybe an under five liner.
Like an endless Mike would go in there.
No.
He was a bigger kid.
He actually had a Mustang
Really?
Yeah, they rented a Mustang. I mean, his trailer.
He seemed cool as fuck.
Oh man, Rick is the man.
Rick right? Gomez is even cooler than his character.
Holy shit,
Endless Mike. Yeah, yeah. He plays a pilgrim.
Well, Endless
pop.
Mike was not really very cool, dude.
Of course he
was cool to me. I don't know. When I was a kid,
was cool,
I thought he was cool. Yeah,
shop guy.
Yeah, I liked
car guy.
Him.
Bumper sticker.
Yeah, Iggy Pop was very cool.
The older brother was pretty cool, I heard.
No, I didn't care for him.
Yeah, he was kind of, yeah. What a whiner, right?
No, he was great.
He seemed really to be asking for approval.
He just like kept giving you all the information. He just kept talking and talking and talking.
I think he blinked once in a while.
You know that trick where I still use it to this day when you're trying not to talk to your dad and you stuffed your mouth full of food? I do that constantly when I can't. Literally, I was with my dad this past weekend and we had nothing to talk about, so I was just eating as much as I could, so it wasn't awkward. So you taught me a lot, man.
That's cool. And also, it makes your mom feel better because she's like,
he's eating.
You know, yeah. This is a win-win. I'm glad that we were able to help you. That's
absolutely
very cool, Casey.
You guys taught me a lot.
Speaking of your family, did you have questions? Your brother.
So me and my brother used to watch your show constantly. As you said, I bought the DVD box set for his birthday a few years ago. It was a big deal. We cried together at the finale. So he was very excited when I told him about this. We just sent him a video. So he sent some questions here. His first question is was that recorded, the Iggy Pop one?
Oh, no. Yeah, was Iggy Pop cool?
Yeah.
The answer is yes.
Yes, he was.
He ate well because he still looks good
he
to this
well.
Day. It's
yeah.
crazy.
Oh, yeah. You know, he got me hip to the
brown rice,
that healthy P90X. Eating way back then, and I just didn't care about it.
You know, shut the hell up. Yeah, like, yeah. Finally.
He taught me in 1995, and in 2016, I decided to change my ways.
That's great. All right, here come the questions from Justin Slango. Is Danny still making music?
Yes.
Yes.
Still making music with Jounce.
With Jounce.
Still, I play with Undone Sweaters with Jim.
Oh, they're great.
And Breed.
This is so. This is also Middle Blue.
Oh yeah, Middle Blue is a jazzy, funky thing.
Hell yeah.
You just have a record out on Ropadope Records. You should go to Ropadope.
I know it's called Ropadope.
That's a good name.
It's fun.
It's cool.
And Mike Clark, the drummer who was in Herbie Hancock's band.
Holy shit.
The drummer in it, yeah.
That's rad, man.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
All right. Which celebrity guest star was the most exciting to meet?
I'll handle this one, Danny. It was a celebrity guest star I didn't get to meet, Gordon Gano from the Violent Femmes. I wasn't on
You didn't it. Get to, really?
I wasn't on the set that day. I had to go to regular school because I didn't have any scenes
that's so,
scheduled.
That's sad.
Yeah, so I was mad.
Fuck. What about Polaris? I remember I still listen to those songs like to this day.
Well, that's like if your neighbor marries Iggy Pop and then Iggy Pop and it lives next door.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Sure,
like
you'd
at first you'd be like, that's awesome. And then it's like, oh, yeah.
Do you guys like those music?
I disagree with that. I think Polaris has always been a band that I've been into and can think is magical.
That song that you
Mark
guys played.
Mulcahy,
that
Mark
around,
Mulcahy
yeah.
is coming to my wedding.
Really?
So
that's so cool.
That's something.
Yeah, well, I looked in because I was listening to their music and then I got into like his other shit. So like I had a big Mark Mulcahy hole a few years
nice.
Ago.
Oh, nice. Yeah, he had just came out with a new record called Possum in the Driveway,
fuck,
which is a really, really great album.
I will back you up on this.
It's really great.
All right, here we go. Is it true that adults drink coffee even though they don't like the taste?
True.
True.
Yeah, okay. I believe it. I don't drink coffee to this day because
really?
Of it. Yeah.
Neither of us have given into that particular adultism.
I
try to stay true.
That's
I
great.
Drink. I drink coffee. Tea.
You can't help it. You know, higher ground.
No, hey,
higher
you
ground.
Gotta, you
got
to drink coffee. You got to drink it, man. Yeah.
I'm sleepy boy. All right.
Sleepy boy.
The dogs.
Who do you still keep in touch with from those days?
Well, I keep in touch with Mike.
That's good.
I should. I keep in touch with Danny.
That's fantastic.
This is very easy.
Is that it, or you don't have any? Is there anyone you're like?
No,
close
no we're in touch with everybody.
Yeah, pretty much.
I saw you guys do the live show a few years ago somewhere in Brooklyn.
Oh, just, the Bell House?
Earlier this
I don't, No, was it wasn't earlier. It was a couple years ago. It was like a one off.
Yeah, Bell House.
It was at the Bell House? Mm-hmm. Maybe. Okay. Maybe it was at the Bell House. It was a few years ago. It was when I first moved here, so I wasn't.
No. You're talking about the Bowery Ballroom?
It was something. It might have been that, yeah.
Yeah, when it was like the cast and like the creators and stuff.
Yes.
And
yes, yes.
May she rest in peace. Mara Eakin of the Onion and AV Club.
Okay.
Man. Oh, yes.
She's still alive.
She's still alive. Okay.
Jesus
well, no,
God.
That is a deep episode callback.
It's
a
memory
deep, like, yeah.
very
will deep.
Honor.
That's terrible. She moved to Los Angeles. She's having a baby. She's doing just
congratulations.
Fine.
That's dead enough to me.
Yeah.
wow. Oh. With the mysterious lyric.
Oh, we
he
can't
said,
talk about
would
that,
you settle know. To shoot me?
No, in the theme song, we can't talk about
no.
it.
Okay.
Yeah. Nope. Right. Well, tell
pass,
him no. Tell him
pass.
That he's... You can tell him that he's wrong.
He's wrong. Okay, I'll tell him he's
whatever
wrong.
It is, you're wrong.
Favorite episodes? I think mine is Blue Lazarus.
Nice.
He says.
He means the orange.
Orange letters. I don't know why I wrote blue. Jeez. That's a. It's really
Met
fucked
fan.
Up.
He's a Met fan.
That's really fucked
I don't
up.
I think he is.
What are your favorite episodes?
Well, Halloween is a good one.
That's fucking great.
And
Tool and Die.
Tool and Die is a good one.
What's Tool and Die?
The Woodshop.
The Woodshop one.
Remember,
yeah.
Mr. Slurm.
He's selling dismemberment insurance.
Yeah. Yes, yes.
He's wearing a suit.
Uh-huh.
It's a doggy dog world, baby.
Baby.
I like the one where the barber.
Oh yeah,
that was great. The Barbie Saturday. And this one, Wayne got his Nightcrawlers. Right? Is that the same episode?
Crab walkers.
That's what I'm sorry.
Nightcrawlers was the name of my gang.
Yes, and when you guys tried to stay up all night, I tried to do that for a while too, and it's very harmful.
It's very. It's not good. Yeah, it's not good for
okay,
you.
Okay, JC. No, these are questions.
I'm sorry. Okay, here we go. Question: does it bother you when people call you Pete?
Yeah, sometimes.
Does it
sometimes.
Bother you when people call me Pete?
No, I'm fine with this. It means he's taking the heat for
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I don't care if people call him Pete. Yeah.
Sure.
This okay. is also for the
Stay
listener.
Away.
For the listener.
That's some great
Jeremy's
seltzer.
Freshening us up with some
Jeremy's
seltzer.
Jeremy's doing a little fluff. He's doing a little seltzer fluff.
For those of you on our Patreon watching the video right now, I disappeared because I was assisting my friends here.
This is great. All right, so a few more questions. Does Mike think in-universe that Ellen and Big Pete ended up together?
Ooh.
That is very challenging.
Yeah.
I would hope that they are colleagues together at some sort of research hospital.
Yes, but not together.
But not together.
Who knows?
Who knows? You don't know. You can't tell you work together, so you can't reveal it.
It's right. either the
well,
Dawson's
yeah.
Creek ending
they keep
or the
coming out of the same closet together at 5:30 every Tuesday.
Making
so you,
babies.
You be the judge.
You be the judge. Big Pete often had Chef Boyardee stains around his mouth. Was that an artistic choice, or does Mike just really love Chef Boyardee?
Okay, he put you up to this.
I don't know.
He put you up to this.
No, I didn't. I said nothing to do with it. I don't know. I think Mike just had a lot of cold sores when he was a kid.
Oh, no.
I would love to see some citations along
okay,
with this
I'll,
question.
I don't know. I don't remember that
Give me
either.
Some Chef Boyardee stains question. Actually, I was Italian. I don't know if we had Chef Boyardee.
Not yeah, that's
no,
offensive.
I was
we
Italian and Irish,
once.
And I still had Chef Boyardee.
It's so fucking
really?
Good, man. I
we talked
it.
About this
yeah,
once.
It was good
well,
when
you
I was
can't
a kid.
Now,
you eat it as an adult. No, I mean,
first
season, look. I eat whatever I want.
You're on the Iggy diet, dude.
I do whatever I want. I just choose to eat
He's
things
about
that
to be
are
married. He doesn't do whatever he wants.
You do look great. Your yeah. skin's really popping.
Thank you, man.
He does that to dry brushing.
Ah,
it is dry brushing.
Very nice. What's that? That's
weirdo.
Like
weirdo.
Getting your dead skin cells
You just take like this brush and you just rub your body yeah. with it. It's good for circulation.
Is it a wet brush?
It's good for it. It's oh, a yeah. dry brush.
Good question. Yeah, good question. All right. Two more questions.
Back to the Chef Boyardee.
I don't know where this is coming
well,
from.
Well, we talked about this, right? On like, didn't the first season, some of my notes when I watched the first season, wasn't that one of them that you had stuff on your... maybe that's what he's talking about is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
There's an episode called Don't Tread on Pete where we eat too much chocolate and there's shit
Oh, that's
my
what
mouth.
It was. That chocolate. Because it was a continuity thing from scene to scene that we talked about.
I eat too much candy to go into a sugar coma in order to hyper... turbo learn a lot of facts before yes. my
so
my
maybe
which
that's
is
else.
Which is a
I don't
you
know
if
that's what
it's a precursor to Adderall
yeah, we need,
yes.
some, we need
Adderall
yeah which I then sold to fellow college students SUNY purchase
that's beautiful
no that was Ritalin we need
similar.
Some clarification from you
I'm gonna okay well I will follow up and I'll let you guys know it. After
cool
two more
cliffhanger
what is Danny's favorite Little Pete signature insult.
Oh, suck chowder jerkweed.
That's
sure.
great. Yeah. Suck chowder jerkweed.
That is so Danny.
And this isn't a question. Just get their autographs for me, Casey. And I'm not going to do that. But
put it in the form of
no,
a question. Will
we can,
you get
we,
me their
We can
autographs.
Sign something for him.
All right, cool.
It'll be You don't have
be
to
nice.
Do,
we'll
give him
sign
anything
your brother
for Christmas.
For you.
I don't have to give
you
him
can't
anything
take a shower.
For his birthday.
You can't take a shower.
Yeah, we're going to sign you.
That's fine. I wasn't planning on it. Anyway. Cool.
Like
that'd be
that
great.
Dog well, stink.
You answer him all his yeah. questions. You haven't showered since the diarrhea. That's how you know you're a good dog walker.
The dogs bathe me now.
The dogs bathe me now.
They are in charge. The dogs say I should go.
Well, this took a dark turn.
Yeah,
it did.
Yeah. Are you the Golden State
needed...
Killer?
Obviously not.
Right here. I don't know.
That's true. I mean,
Empire State Killer. I would be the Empire
you would,
State Killer.
You would be. This is fun. You guys
that's
really just
Andrew Cuomo.
Ooh, getting
he's
political
really,
now.
He's really put it down.
Hell yeah.
All right, Casey, you got any plugs?
I've got my own podcast. It's nice. Called The Good, The Dad, and The Ugly.
Awesome.
We have three comedians.
Is it about being a dad?
It's a dumb name. We just call each other dad. I don't know why we picked that, but
people call me dad.
Really?
I don't know why?
It's fun. We bring on.
I think it's a fat joke.
Oh my God! You're so skinny. You're so thin, Danny.
Casey.
The dry brushing and
man.
You're clearly working out.
Clearly,
you look
clearly
great.
Clearly working out.
Casey had
like
me
Glenn,
until just
I look
now.
Like 45-year-old Glenn Danzig, right? That's what
you look great. You're stacked.
Tight.
Fucking scary.
Tight t-shirt.
Yeah, all of our all of our Patreon viewers will know how much we're all lying.
Oh, I forgot we're on Patreon.
never forget about that.
We just bring on female comedians to like teach us how to be better at relationships and sex and just not be idiots in general. I've got my album Wild Country Phoenix. You can get that wherever you get albums on
cool.
Spotify.
Where did you record it?
The Creek in the Cave in nice. Long Island City.
Okay, not too far.
It's pretty cool. It was fun. And then I don't know. I got Comedy Central Half Hour. That's on demand. You can check that out.
You and got a web series?
The web series is coming out. It's called Casey Tries His Best. I will share that on my Facebook and Twitter and Instagram when it comes out. We tried to get Danny, but I guess we got lost in the sauce.
Yeah, well, you know, now you, now
I'll ask
you know
directly,
how to go directly.
Time.
Season
yeah.
two.
You yeah. know, it's
10.
One and a half.
Season,
yeah.
season one and a quarter.
I'll get both of you guys next time, if that's cool.
No
you
charge.
Just don't dilute it. Don't
I'm
dilute
just,
it.
I'm so sorry. I just because he's was, here.
Don't tell Danny. Don't tell Danny.
For the listener, things got really uncomfortable.
I'm
for
so
a second.
Sorry.
I thought they were fun.
That's
and then,
all
we'll
my
speaking
blogging.
Of socials, what about the what do you do? Twitter? What do you do?
At Casey J. Selengo.
I'm following him right now, guys.
ENGO. Been throwing out a lot of garbage tweets, hoping something catches fire.
Something catches fire. You got a nice little Instagram though, too.
I've got
that's where I see most of your hijinks.
Yeah, Instagram's more fun. It's just pics.
Yeah.
People don't talk back to you. It's mostly just like, you know, dogs and like butt models. So it's like cool. It's you don't gotta fuck with people's.
Wait,
you can see his pubes.
Wait, is this
you can see all pubes? It's pubes.com. Yeah,
that's not really your address though, because it's not in blue.
No, that's Comedy Central stand up. That's
that's
tweeting one of my jokes.
Yeah, come on now, gosh.
But this still is, even though I did all that.
As someone who only uses Twitter, that's he's still not very good at it.
Well, he's just sending out pictures of shit.
Videos
of shit.
Dan's not good at his job either, whatever it is.
What is my job?
I don't know, but you suck at it.
I think
you know what? I would.
Okay,
give him
he has a Ric Flair as his header photo. So we know it's real. It was a lie.
I think you guys are both great at your jobs, and this is a big deal. And I really appreciate you have me on. Anything I've done, I was really. This is like the most excited I've been to do just about anything.
Come
you
on.
Could be the hamburger on my garbage plate anytime.
Wow,
man.
That is really
hamburger.
That is insane.
I would love to. I'll come back every day.
I will walk dogs with you.
Yeah, if you're in,
and the other
in,
thing,
you know,
sure.
Greenpoint, and you're walking dogs, you should, you know, heal.
Yeah, if you're in Williamsburg,
so definitely
we can
walk
go on a
you.
Shit tour.
Baby,
the finest,
the finest
the
shits.
Highest quality, most well-fed dogs in New York.
This is beautiful.
In the north side of Williamsburg.
FDR shit right in this corner.
I always wanted to do a comedy sketch where where a dog's taking a shit and I just slide in and like do one of the hand under the chin things and just be like, you can do it. Just like pep talk the dog.
Buddy, we can take this up right now. I got to walk after. Yeah. And right.
Not only that.
We got a couple GoPros.
For it.
This is great. Make your dreams come true, brother. Yeah.
All right, we're shutting this down. No more podcasts.
Casey James Selengo, we're very thankful for you coming through for us today.
Thank you, man.
This is very fun. Thank you so much for having me, guys.
And something smells in here. You could just wash yourself off before you go. You know what I mean? There's
I'd rather not.
Feel free to use my shower.
We'll autograph you afterwards. We'll autograph you right afterwards for your brother.
All right, I guess. So I guess I'll bathe finally. You guys will trick me into it.
Jeremy, put the kitchen sink on.
If you were really a fan of the show, you would take a shower in front of us.
Whoa.
Wow.
That's true.
He's used this line at Comic-Con.
This is great.
And it's never worked.
Sure, you didn't work with Bill Cosby, bud? You guys are using a lot of tricks here.
Wow.
Sorry.
And that's all the time we have.
I'm so sorry.
Thanks, Casey.
Thank you.
The Adventures of Danny and Mike stars Danny Tamborelli and Michael C. Marona. The show is produced by Jeremy Balin. For more information on the guys, visit our website at dannyandmike.com. Also, look us up on Twitter at Danny and Mike with the and spelled out, and on Facebook at facebook.com/theadventuresofdannyandmike. Thanks for listening.